What is the origin, authenticity, and relevance of Tantra? Answer. The Tantras is a broad body of literature, which can be divided into two major categories, left-hand Tantra and the right-hand Tantra. The main philosophy of Tantra is that matter can be used to reach spirit. In Vedanta, there is a clear differentiation of matter and spirit, and to get to the spirit, one has to give up matter. In Bhakti Yoga, matter is not rejected, but is integrated in the spiritual path. And Tantra is one of the methods. The basic understanding is that matter is latent with higher powers, which can be used for various purposes. In right-hand Tantra, deity worship is a part of Tantra. In the Tantra, there are various scriptures. The Panchratra is very important of all the scriptures. The left-hand Tantra is often called as black magic. In this, there is often the unrestricted use of sexuality as is the popular and perverted version of Tantra today, which is not even the original left-hand Tantra. There are many spiritual teachers and Western scholars who have popularized Tantra, and their idea is that sex is the means to spirituality. Now, just as in the Vedic culture, there is allowance for meat eating. As in Mahakali Temple, Mahakali doesn't take the meat, it is offered to the ghosts, but since it is ritualized, people often think of it as prasad. Meat is not a compulsory and a recommended form of worship. For those who are in a higher mode don't need to do that, while those in the lower mode need to regulate. Similarly, in the left-hand Tantra, it is taught that sex is the means to attain spirituality, but the idea is to regulate it. In Tantra, a lot of things are preceded and succeeded after sexual things, but it is not the essence. The essence is the other mantras. But people mistake sexual activities as the essence. People generally have uncontrolled sexual desires, and since people are indulging in those desires in the non-scriptural, arbitrary and immoral ways, people are told to regulate it and then indulge in it. However, the real purification doesn't come from indulging in sex, but with the other things associated with the whole thing. But nowadays, all the devotional aspects of Tantra are neglected and the rampant sexual indulgence is left. This doesn't lead to any spiritual advancement. The desires don't go away, instead they burn more vigorously. Tantra has often got a bad name, due to the left-hand Tantra, which rationalizes unrestricted immoral sexuality. Our Acharyas have strongly condemned this Tantra. These characteristics are of the demoniac people. The right-hand Tantra is the deity worship, which is strongly recommended by the Acharya. Pankaratra comes from God. Narad Pankaratra is important. Yantra is a sort of geometrical diagram which is seen by great rishis, which is also a part of Tantra. Deity worship is focused on God manifests in the idol. Our Tantra is applicable to all ages. But the perverse nature of Shiv and Shakti entering the male and female, and doing abominable things is done by some people. Same thing is taken into Vaishnavism in the name of Ras Lila.